Awilico Drilling PLC Q3 presentation. My name is Amelia, and I'll be your coordinator for today's conference. For the duration of the call, you'll be on listen only. However, you'll have the opportunity to ask questions. If at any point you require assistance, please press star zero on your telephone keypad, and you'll be connected to an operator. I am now handing over to your host, John Oliver Bryce, to begin today's conference. Thank you.
Thank you for that introduction, Amelia. I'm John Oliver Bryce. This is the Awilco Drilling Q3 presentation. If you have access to our website, you can see this presentation under the IR section. For the call, we will be basically following that presentation. To kick off then, on the call, we will be giving you some highlights. We'll be giving you some detailed numbers from the quarter. We'll give you an operational update. We'll talk about the market, quick summary, and then we'll do a formal Q&A where you can all ask questions. As part of the highlights, then, we're just gonna take the opportunity to remind listeners about the change that's happening with Awilco Drilling PLC, just in case you missed it. This change is the one that is transforming the company through a new build program. We have been very much a U.K. play with U.K. rigs for U.K. customers and our two third generation semi-submersible rigs. We are changing. We're changing with more rigs, we're changing with better rigs, and we're changing with a bigger market. These rigs are the Moss CS60 design. We have ordered one new rig, and we have independent options for three more. First rig arrives in 2021. In our view, these rigs are very much the optimum mid-water semi-submersible for the harsh environment space and specifically targeted at the Norwegian continental shelf. That was just a little reminder about the big change which is going on at Awilco Drilling, which kicked off in 2018. On to the highlights then for the quarter. If you have the presentation, it's the highlight page, and we'll walk through the five bullets. Kick off with the first one with the numbers. Revenue from the quarter, a modest $3.2 million. This is revenue from our Shell contract on the Wolf Phoenix. The EBITDA is a loss of $6.5 million, and the net loss for the quarter is $10.2 million. Operating expenses for our rig, the Wolf Phoenix, during the quarter was very good. Came in at $76,000 per day. In terms of the contract status, our rig, the Wolf Phoenix, commenced its new contract with Shell on the 7th of September. That was after a period of approximately 4 months in preparation for that contract. We were moored in Invergordon, preparing equipment and procedures, et cetera, for the start of the Shell contract. As I said, we mobilized on the 7th, and we've been working for them since then. The next bullet then, the Shell relationship is very good. So much so that, during the quarter, Shell has elected to add some more option wells to the program, and we now have some exploration wells along with our P&A. We'll talk about that a bit more later on in the presentation. I guess the last bullet, or the last highlight from the quarter then is, structurally, Awilco Drilling made another change, and this was to do with our listing. We have been listed on the Oslo Stock Exchange on the access level since June 2011. During the quarter, we elected to make a change to the full Bourse, the full stock exchange in Oslo. That was a three-month process, which included the publishing of a new prospectus, which is on our website. In early September, we were listed on the full Bourse. Another change there to take note of. Okay, those were the highlights from the quarter. What we're gonna do now is we're gonna go on to look at the numbers in a little bit more detail, the financial results, and we're gonna go through the income statement and the balance sheet. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna ask our CFO, Ian Wilson, to walk us through those two items. So, Ian.
Okay, thanks, John. Yep, for the quarter 3 2018 income statement, with contract revenue for the quarter of $3 million. That represents a revenue efficiency of 90.9, which is a little bit lower than what we experienced historically, but that has included 181 hours of waiting and weather time. So the actual operating efficiency for the quarter over the period under operation was 99.9%, so very good, solid operational efficiency. The rig operating expenses of $7.2 million, that comprises the full quarter for the Wolf Phoenix at $76,000 a day, and for the Wolf Hunter in cold stack status of $2,000 per day, which is a little bit less than our guidance for both these items. The G&A expense of $2.5 million includes LTIP provision adjustment of $0.5 million based on the movement in the share price over the quarter. So total expenses there, including depreciation of $13.4 million, resulting in a net loss of $10.3 million for the quarter. Not much of significance with interest income expense and other financial items. So net financial items only of $3,000. Loss before tax is $10.3 million and equivalent to a loss per share of 21 cents. On to the balance sheet. So rigs, machinery and equipment of $212.9 million. Once again, little movement there. A slight increase due to asset acquisition and capital expenditure, and more than offset by the depreciation charge for the quarter. On the current assets, we have trade and other receivables of $800,000. That includes the mobilization fee charged to Shell at the commencement of the activity in September and a few other recharge items. So no day rate included in that number. In the prepayments and accrued revenue of $4.1 million, we had $2.5 million in respect of the September day rate, and that comprised the major part of that figure. The cash and cash equivalents of $66.3 million, and then more important to note, the current tax figure below $5.7 million. We have since received a tax refund from the HMRC, the tax authorities, of $5.5 million, so that is now converted into cash and in our bank account. So total assets of $296.3 million. Down below, the long-term debt is gone, so the remaining items and current creditors, the trade and other creditors, $2.3 million, and accruals and provisions of $8.5 million. So total equity and liabilities there with the payment capital and retained earnings, $296.3 million.
Okay, thanks, Ian. So we'll move on to Section 3, if you have the presentation, which is operational update. And we'll start with slide 11, which is the rig status. So we'll start with the Wolf Hunter, which is cold stacked in Invergordon. No people on it. This is very much an option on the future. So cold stacked in Invergordon at the moment, the Wolf Hunter. Wolf Phoenix is working for Shell, and we are firm. We have estimated wells until at least September 19. And if the options are exercised, we have wells until approximately July 2020. It's important to say that this contract is based on wells, not on, it's not a time charter, so that's why we say it's estimated duration. So that's a rig status with the Hunter and the Phoenix. Hunter stacked, cold, and Phoenix is working for Shell. On to slide 12, operational update, and this is mostly about what's going on with Wolf Phoenix and Shell. First bullet there is operational uptime. Very, very, very good, 99.9% uptime for the rig. The revenue efficiency was lower at 94%, but as Ian mentioned, this was due to a large amount of waiting on weather time during the period, which results in a discount. Next bullet then, Wolf Phoenix has contracted Shell. It commenced on the 7th of September, as we said. It left Invergordon, and now it's offshore on the Puffin well, which is a plug and abandonment. Third bullet here, we amended the contract recently to add three exploration wells. Very, very positive news for the North Sea Basin that a major like Shell is now committing to do some exploration. Fourth bullet then, let's summarise what we've got with the Shell contract. We have 19 firm P&A wells and we have 10 option wells, and that's a mixture of more P&A and these three exploration wells. So 29 wells potentially on this programme for the Will Phoenix. What's the day rate? The day rate is $116,000 per day, but it does change to a market indexed rate at the 600 point, and that is approximately May 2020. Okay, on to slide 13, if you have the presentation. This is an update on our new build project. So a little reminder then, the rigs that we have elected to design and build, these are CS60 Midwater Ecos. These are bespoke high-end harsh environment semi-subs, and we're building these to be the most cost-efficient and environmentally friendly units operating on the NCS. And these units will incorporate a new generation of technology, including battery power and digitalization, so something very different. And we strongly believe first picks for customers here in Norway. So what's actually happening with the rig build? Well, the rig build is currently on schedule, and the rig build is currently on budget, so much so that the first steel is on track to be cut in mid-November, and in fact, it's actually on track to be cut on Thursday this week, so some exciting progress there. The new build project itself, the site team is ramping up. We are obviously working with Keppel Fells based in Singapore. There is a subsidiary team in China where there's a little bit of fabrication going on. So we have site teams in both locations on site, and we're continuing to ramp them up. We're also marketing the rigs. Activity towards NCS operators is ongoing. And we are in the process of building up Awilco Drilling's Norwegian organization. In terms of the options, we have they are independent options, and we have until the 9th of March to declare the first one. It's an option. We'll wait and see. And we can, in theory, finance this from cash if we choose to do so. But we've got time, and we've got choices. The option price is based on 425. There is a little bit of contractual maneuverable wriggle room for the yard, but this is based on some areas of agreement in the contract to do with foreign exchange, changes in law, etc. But in saying that, we still anticipate the price of the option, should we elect to exercise it, to be very close to 425, if not 425 itself. Okay, let's go on to slide 14, and this is to do with our budget assumptions for what Awilco Drilling is doing in the calendar year of 19. So we've got some activity on the Will Phoenix, the Will Hunter, on the new build project, on our SG&A. So let me just run through those very quickly. For the Will Phoenix, we are guiding now OPEX of around $80,000 per day for the rig. In terms of CAPEX, we are guiding a modest $2 million for the year. For the Hunter, we are guiding $2,000 per day, and this is to maintain the rig in cold stack status. And in terms of CapEx for the Will Hunter, we are not guiding any expenditure, so the reactivation date is TBA. In terms of the new build project, we are guiding CapEx, or expenditure, approximately $7 million, and that's to do with the site team and the management of the project. In terms of SG&A then, we are guiding around about $2.8 million per quarter. The vast majority of that is UK Awilco Drilling, but a little bit more will start to appear for the Norwegian operations as we start to ramp up. Okay, so we'll have a look at the market then. And so this is on to section 4 and page 16, or slide 16, if you have the presentation. So a quick note just to kick off then, about oil price before we get into the specifics of the drilling market. So the oil price then, we are coming out of the downturn, and crude pricing remains investment supportive. I think that's the main point we'd like to make. There's some bullets there on the slide then which talk about where the oil price is, and I guess I'll just walk through them. Crude has been continuously in the band of 60 to 85 for the last 12 months, which is a good place to be. We have seen a bit of a softening, though, recently of the oil price, but OPEC reacted very quickly with production cuts, and we can see the price now recovering. So, big picture, operators will make money with a Brent floor of about $70, and that's well within that band, and we've seen OPEC keeping it in that band and with that floor, so that's a positive. And it's also quite interesting that U.S. shale still seems to have negative cash flow, indicating higher than anticipated break-even. So that's an interesting signal from the alternative shale. So, summary from that slide, crude pricing remains investment supportive. Right, let's have a look at a little bit at some data points then of the drilling or the operator space, which interests us most. So, on slide 17 here, what we've done is we've taken some findings from some market surveys. This one's from SEB, but it's very, very supportive of Awoko Drilling's own position. And so this is a very good data point, and what this tells us is it's data from 30 of the largest operators globally, and as I said, it supports our view of activity increase. So there's two things this slide tells us. Look on the right-hand side, and it's a fairly linear relationship between seismic spend by the operators and exploration spend. So we can see through history that seismic leads exploration spend, and here we are now in 2018. We see that seismic is still going up, and exploration is following it. So that's a really good data point. And on the left-hand side, we can see that there is a planned significant increase in exploration going forward, and this is from feedback from operators. This is what they're planning to do, and this is in the backdrop of record high operator cash flow, and this is in the backdrop of unsustainably low exploration during the previous downturn. So what this slide tells us then is that seismic leads exploration, so we know exploration is going to increase, and then by talking to operators, we can see short term certainly exploration is already planned to be higher. They've got cash to spend, and we are obviously working against a very significant lack of drilling and exploration in the last 4 years. Okay, what we'll do is we'll just hop straight on to slide 19, I think, which is talking specifically about rig activity, the rig activity which follows the operator space. Slide 19 then talks about fixtures. It gives us a snapshot of where the fixtures are, and you can see this is Fernley's have given us a little overview here of what's happening in ultra deep water, midwater, and jackups. And we can see what happened in 15, 16, 17, and 18. And we can see here in 17 in full year and 18 year to date, the midwater clearly is a healthy place to be, very much is a hot spot. And it's especially healthy place to be if we put it in the perspective of the attrition which has gone on in the floater space, the midwater floater space globally. And since 2014, two-thirds of the world's floaters have been scrapped. So you could clearly see that tender activity is on the increase, and in the backdrop of a very reduced supply side, a good spot to be, especially in midwater. Okay, we'll hop on to slide 20, and this is a snapshot of the Norwegian semi-submersible market. It tells us that day rates are recovering and have recovered to a certain extent. The last fixtures were actually in the quarter before, and we saw four of the top-end rigs going for day rates very much around about the $300,000 a day, plus all of them plus bonus structures, which weren't actually made public. So healthy rates on the increase, and you also see what's interesting from that slide, the utilization gap is closing. Though I would say the utilization gap between marketed supply and contracted supply at the moment is made up mostly of cold stack but marketed third gens. Okay, so a good story then in Norway in terms of the semi-submersibles. We're going to slide 21. And 21 tells us a little bit about bifurcation. I think we've said this before, but it's worth remembering what's going on in the Norwegian market and also in the UK market. And that is, since 2014, there's been a bifurcation. There's been a change, if you like. Prior to 2014, you could have said, let's hire a semi-submersible. In 2018 now, it's let's hire a high-spec or let's hire a third-gen. It's very much two groups of semi-submersibles. It's very clear that there's two groups, and operators or customers are contracting with two different groups of semi-submersibles on both sides of the North Sea. And so why that's important is, you can see the upper group, and that's the new rigs or the deeper water rigs, they will get, or they are getting, higher day rates, and they will get, and they are getting, better contract utilization. So the group, the graph on the right tells you about day rates, and the graph on the left tells you about utilization. So this is really important to understand what's happening in the market in both Norway and the UK. And this is especially important for Awilco Drilling, because our new rigs, our optimum harsh environment rigs, which are coming to Norway, will very much sit in the upper tier, and we believe they'll be first picks for customers, therefore chasing the best day rates, and therefore looking for the best contract utilization. So bifurcation is alive and well, and working both sides of the North Sea. So if you look at slide 22 then, which is the UK version of the rig market, you can see bifurcation is happening here. The market is improving here, but there is a bit of a lag. There's a bit of a lag between day rate increase in UK and Norway. But the bifurcation and the recovery still exists. It won't take much to put upward pressure on day rates. We can see that the summer of 2019 is not far away from being completely sold out. So will we see pressure on day rates? Yes. Where will it end up? We don't know. Will we see seasonality go from 19 into 20? We'll wait and see. But it's definitely an improving market, and the signals are good for the UK to catch up with Norway. One thing is probably worth mentioning about Awilco Drilling's contract with Shell. I think I touched on it early on. We have a really good contract with Shell. They've exercised one option. They've given us options for exploration, which they haven't exercised yet. The contract will take us to the right on $116,000 a day. When we reach the 600-day mark, which is May 2020, then the day rate changes from 116 to an index market rate. So if you look now at where you think, or where we think this market heating up could be, it's almost certainly going to be in a better place than today. So that's a very good place to be, that the market rate, that our contract rate will change without having even to retender the rig. So 600 days away from the start of September 2018. Okay, let's summarize on the market. So slide 23, some six bullets here. Global rig supply has reduced and is actually continuing to reduce. It's still going on. There's still rigs being scrapped. So that's really, really helping to rebalance the mid-water space. Overall rig demand outlook continues to improve. So we've heard about the drivers. We've seen the data points, and we can now see the tenders. And as I said, there is a bit of a lag between the UK and Norway, but it's not going to take much for that to catch up. Fleet contract utilization, that's the Norwegian fleet and the UK fleet, is improving, and that is leading to day rate pressure. Seasonality in the UK still, however, is prevailing, but we'll see how much further that goes. Rig day rates improving, as I said, especially in the high-end segment, the top of the bifurcation, the top end, and that's really where our new rigs are pitched in Norway. And interestingly, then, the last bullet, the financial markets continue to support funding of new acquisitions and mergers, etc. So that tells its own story of confidence about the space. So let's summarise the whole call then. So we're into section 5, slide 25. Drilling then, well positioned to capitalise on a recovering market in the North Sea. Transforming the company, as I said, with our new build programme, more rigs, better rigs, and a bigger operating environment. The new rigs, they started in March 2018 and they are on schedule and on budget. In terms of paying for the first rig and potentially an option going forward, we have optionality and flexibility. We are establishing a Norwegian office now and building up an organization, and we are engaging with customers. Our normal business of the Wolf Phoenix, we have a very good contract with Shell, very pleased to be working with them. 19 firm wells and 10 options, as we said, and a mixture of P&A and exploration. And finally then, the market is improving. Okay, that concludes the talking part. So I'm going to hand you back to Amelia, and she is going to field questions.
Thank you, John. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you change your mind and you wish to withdraw your question, please press star 2. You will be advised when to ask your question. Okay, we have no questions in the queue so far. Please be reminded, it's star 1. We don't have any questions in the queue, John.
Well, maybe we answered all the questions then. okay. Well, if there are no questions, then we'll just conclude the call and say thank you very much for dialing in and listening to the presentation. Thank you.
Thank you for joining today's call. You may now disconnect your line.